Thanks for tuning in. You were tuning in to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning into an Artist First music special, and we have a very special guest with us who, with a very positive message, Mr. Eugene Genet is with us tonight, and I'm your host, Corey King, and if you have any questions for Eugene or for myself during the broadcast, all you have to do is tweet them to at Corey King, CoreyKingGG, and I'll do my best to get those read to Eugene. And let's kick it off. Yeah, Eugene, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, how are you doing on this wonderful May 9th day?
Well, I tell you, the weather here is rainy a little bit, but I'm in South Carolina, and it's been great. Other than that, the humidity's a little up, but a great day.
Right on. Good day to be living, right?
Oh, how about that?
So, Eugene, let's just jump right into it. Could you describe to us a little bit yourself as a musician and how you got things started off, how you got your foot into music?
Okay, it started off at a very young age. As a matter of fact, with my family, we were a family like the Jackson Five. My father, he was the manager, and we played the gospel in the church for my every Sunday. And that's how I really got started. Matter of fact, me playing the guitar, I used to go to his rehearsal because he was with a gospel group. And they were called the Williams Brothers. And I used to go and watch the guitar player. I was only about four then. And believe it or not, one time the guitar player could not make it to a show, and I had been sitting there watching him all that time. And my father said, I picked up the guitar and I played for them. And he said it was like an anointing, and it was the show went over great. So ever since then, he put me in a church, and I got seven brothers and sisters,
wow.
And just like the Jackson Five. And so that's how I started playing in the church. And he used to, he was a deacon in the church. My uncle was pastor at the church back in New Jersey. That's where I'm originally from. And every Sunday I used to play, and then he started singing gospel songs, and it just bloomed out from there.
Wow, that's really cool. So you've been fortunate enough to have, you know, somebody give you that push into music, and been doing it since a very young age. Did you do some jamming with your brothers and sisters back in the day, you said?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, my father, he was very smart. I'll say that, because what he did is the same thing like the Jackson 5 T. My brother my brother below me played the bass. He was 1 year younger, and my older brother that's older than me, he played the drums. And see, he had four boys right in a row. I was the second one, you know, the second one. And then the other brother before the last one, he played the keyboards. And then the other one, just like Michael Jackson, one of the youngest one, he was the lead singer. And we did that for years.
Wow, that's really cool. Whereas, obviously, was the Jackson 5 a big influence on you guys growing
up? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Matter of fact, it was happening at the same time that it happened, that it was happening with them. My father was doing the exact same thing, and it just kept on going. We played, you know what I mean? That was, you know, instead of him having to give us money every week, we started playing, and that was our allowance.
Wow, that's really cool. That's one of the best ways to make money, is just playing some tunes, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, cool. Well, we have here, I have your album in my hands, We Don't Need No Bullies, by Eugene Genet. And let's go ahead and kick it off and play the first track on that, if you don't mind. Is that cool?
That sounds great.
All right, it's called Welcome to Party Town. Anything you want to tell us about this song before we play it?
Okay, so you're going to go right down the album. Yes, well, the first song, Welcome to Party Town, is a song that I wrote before. I wrote We Don't Need No Bullies. But somehow after we made the album, they decided to make We Don't Need No Bullies the main song right now, because I guess the timing of the incidents that are happening with bullies around the world. So,
right.
But the Welcome to Party Town is a song that I made that deals with, like, you know, when people first get into the party, you know, and everybody's sitting down, and this song is a song that gets you into the mood of the party groove. And that's what it's talking about, Welcome to Party Town, where all the party people go.
All right, cool. This song is called Welcome to Party Town by Eugene Genet, off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies. You're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Okay.
Having a good time. when you step right in.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party town. Welcome to the party town.
It's time to get down, get down.
Time to get down.
Welcome to the party town.
It's time
where party people go to get down.
Tonight might be the night. Everything is right. You look at someone, you see starlight in your eyes.
Let me go get with her. She was going on there tonight. Oh, yeah.
Where the party
can't help myself. How about that? You want to say, yeah, come on, let's stay. I'm not going nowhere tonight, baby. This is the place to be.
Welcome to Party Town. It's time to get down, get down.
Tonight might be my night.
Welcome to Party Town.
When I meet a person that's right.
When the party people go, get down.
That's right for me.
Welcome to Party Town.
You know she's going to be a queen.
It's time to get down, get down.
All these queens in here, I got a choice.
Welcome.
How about that?
That song you just heard was Welcome to Party Town and Party Town Part 2. We let play through just because it was a two-part song. And that was off the album We Don't Need No Bullies by Eugene Genet. Eugene, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Man, I was feeling that song. That was funky.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
That song, it was funky. I was feeling it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Now, you mentioned earlier that gospel was a huge part of your life when you were younger. Does any gospel influence... Can you hear it in any of the music that you make today?
Yes, you can. I do have that gospel feel. It's an automatic feel, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
I used to listen to groups like the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Mm-hmm. And my guitar playing came a lot of from that time and era. So I don't know if you ever heard of Pilgrim Jubilees and the Williams Brothers. Like I said, all those groups are part of my playing in the gospel as far as the music that I am playing. Matter of fact, it is from the soul. That's what it's really all about.
Well, that's cool. Now, your first release was, first solo album release was Cruising With You. Is this, and it hit, let's see what to say here, the top 10 international charts for 10 weeks. What was that like, having a song on the international charts, top 10?
Oh, it was great, man, because my ratings went up. And I did, and when I saw that I was on the billboards, I called. I was getting calls from around the world by people. And when it was released, at that time I was touring on cruise ships, and people were coming up to me buying the album because they heard it. They heard the song on the radio, and because that's how far it went from the States all the way to Australia and all around the world. And I was very happy for that.
Man, that's really cool. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump into another song here. We have It's Party Time. Is this I'm assuming this song is also about partying, am I right?
Okay, well, this one is a little different. It's about partying, but see, it hits a different segment of party, because this one is talking, like, we have graduation now and New Year's Eve parties. This song is dealing with the actual times when you have a birthday party. See, the other one just gets you, like, when you get into the party, to get the party started. But this one is while, this is the one that you would use while the party's going, because it's talking about the different parties that you normally have. So this song, it's even, like I said, it's the party time song. Like, if you was to have a holiday event, like I said, I'm going to say it again, a birthday party or a graduation, a New Year's Eve party, this is one of the songs that you would play for something like that.
All right, cool. Well, if anybody's listening out there and you guys are looking to party, we got the song for you right here. This is It's Party Time by Eugene Genet off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Celebration.
It's time to take a party break.
It's party time.
anniversary for all the queens and kings. It's time for graduation. Celebrate for a job well done. It's time for Happy New Year. Give thanks to God you're still here.
It's time to take.
Dancing to party time.
That song you just heard was It's Party Time by Eugene Genet off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies. And you can find out more about Eugene at eugenegenet.com. And you can find out all about him, his bio. You can get his CDs, his calendar, his records, contact, all that good information. Just go to eugenegenet.com. That's EugeneGenay.com. EugeneGenet.com. Hey, Eugene, you still with me?
I sure am.
All right, cool. Now, what made you want to write, all these songs about partying? Obviously, partying's fun. Was that your sole purpose? Was just to, make some feel good music?
You could say both. Mostly feel good music, because I've been to a lot of settings where people have given parties, and they had a lot of good songs, but not ones like the ones that I was making, because I had that in my spirit to give them a song that for the holidays and for their birthdays, like some other songs I heard, but just a little bit twisting it a little different with the Caribbean beat in there, and at the same time get it funky and make it danceable.
That's
like
cool.
a line dancing song also.
Well, that's really cool. And I also read that you have worked with you actually produced with Leroy Green, who was the writer of Disco Inferno, and wrote songs with Kool and the Gang. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
How was that? I bet that was an experience.
Oh, man, that was great, man. I used to live in New Jersey, as I said earlier. I'm in South Carolina right now, but in New Jersey, as a young age, we met Kool and the Gang, and I used to, we used to be in the studio together, and I used to go to his house personally, the guitar player. And he used to get together and write songs, and he used to ask me what I thought about them, and we would sit down and play some songs together. He would give me some tracks. I want you to take it home and put some melody to this, and I'd bring it back to them. And then, we used to work together because we were that close as far as home. Matter of fact, I live in East Orange. They live in West Orange. And so it was a real good relationship that we had together, and they showed me a lot of, tricks to the trade of the music.
That's really cool. Let's go ahead and we're gonna try to knock this whole CD out. So let's go ahead and jump into another song here. We have Paradise. I Hope to See Part One. What is this song about?
Okay, this song is about meeting someone, and if you travel a lot like I've done, you might meet people, and you don't know if you're coming back again or not, and especially if it's a long ways, if you're 20,000 miles, 15,000, 20, you know. And because we were on tour in New Zealand, that's why this is part one and part two.
Okay.
I was on a tour, and I met a young lady, and we were looking to come back, but we didn't come back. So when it came time for us to leave, that was a very hard time, and that's I found out to be true as far as people on cruise ships also. They meet somebody, and they might go to another, the workers and all, and they meet someone, and then they didn't know if they were going to see them again. So I wrote a song about that, just, you know, and the message, that's what it talks about, part one and part two. So you hear the difference in as far as the two different, it's the same story, but it's done two different ways.
All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Paradise, and it's by Eugene Genet off of the album We Don't Need No Bullies, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Flight 115, now leaving at gate number 25. Time. It seems time flies away from you when you're having so much fun. You know, if I could stop and start time again, baby, I would start and stop time from the moment I met you. I will always love you. I've treasured each and every moment from the first time I met you. And you're like a dream that came true. I really want to keep in touch with you. I hope to see you again.
I hope to see you.
Every day that I spent with you, I felt like I was in paradise. I remember the walks we had holding hands. You had me feeling like I was on top of the world, baby. But this love was going to last forever and ever and ever. But you know, I didn't realize how fast time had went by until it came time for us to say goodbye. Then I want to stop time.
I hope to see you, again.
But you know and I know that time doesn't wait for anyone.
I hope to see you,
I don't want to see you go, baby.
To see you again.
I just don't want to see you go. Hope to see you again. Have to go on and you have to go your way. But you'll always be in my thoughts, my mind.
Facebook or Twitter. We've got to talk again.
That song you just heard was Paradise, I Hope to See, and that was part one of the song. And anybody just tuning in, you were on the Artist First World Radio Network, and we are talking with the great Eugene Genet. And if you have any questions for Eugene, don't forget, you can always tweet them to at Corey King, CoreyKingGG. Or this show is archived and will be posted within 24 hours. So you can check back later. And if you miss any of the broadcast, you can come back and check it again. And listen to it again, I mean. Eugene, I'm reading here that you were a musician on Broadway. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Man, that's really cool. What were you? Were you playing guitar on Broadway?
Yes, I was.
That's cool. What shows were you part of?
Well, the ones with the cat, because this was a long ways ago when I was in high school, and I was playing, and I used to go to New York at the Brad Theater.
Uh-huh.
I used to go in there. There was a teacher who had a class that went in there. After I went in there, they saw me play, and I used to go back there and play at different times. I stayed on for a couple of months playing behind the cat. A play that they had, and it was very, very nice meeting the musicians and everything. That's only because I was in New Jersey, and in New York, I used to catch the train over there 20 minutes.
Man, that's really cool. I bet that was a really cool experience. You also you went to Berkeley. You studied at Berkeley, right?
Yes, I did.
That's cool. Did you end up getting your degree from Berkeley?
Yes, I did.
That's cool.
Yes, I did. A bachelor's degree in music, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. And what was it like going to Berkeley? Did you meet a lot of people that helped you out later in your music career?
Oh, man, the atmosphere up there was so great. You know, you really didn't want to leave because everybody up there was so much involved, the teacher, the students. I mean, even after you get out of class, you still go to someone's dorm and you play music again. And, you know, you studied and you play, and then, you know, and because the atmosphere was, even though it got cold in the wintertime, but the fact is that you felt the warmness of the people. Once you got inside, you forgot about the cold because you were so much involved with the music, and everybody was really geared towards, you know, everybody making it, not just nobody's a star. Everybody was up there to learn, and it was a very good learning experience.
Man, sounds like a great atmosphere for somebody who's, you know, putting their all into music, and sounds really cool. Let's go ahead and do another track off the album. The next track is It's a Hustle, Rat Race. Do you want to tell us what this song's about?
Yes, I will. See, now, as I said earlier, I have different songs in my album that will go to different audiences. Now, this one is more on a serious note, and it's talking about the drugs that we have in the community and how the drugs are pushing them, you know, and then it's like a rat race when we have to go to work every day from 9 to 5. They're out there pushing their drugs on the street, so it's like a rat race, you know, all the way around. When, you know, so I'm just letting them be aware of that in this song. It's a hustle. Life is a hustle, but different people are hustling different ways, and that's one of the ways that I said that what's going on in the world.
All right, well, this song is called It's a Hustle by Eugene Genet off of the album We Don't Need No Bullies. Check out, to find out more about Eugene, just go to eugenegenet.com. And here is It's a Hustle.
Hustle, hustle, it's a rat race. Nothing but They're racing to the moon and racing to the stars. They're racing for the money like Rachel's rock star. My rent is due, oh, yours is too. Nothing but a hustle, hustle. It's a rat race. Nothing but a hustle, hustle. It's a rat race. Nothing but a hustle, hustle. It's a rat race. Nothing but a hustle, hustle.
Song you just heard was It's a Hustle, Rat Race by Eugene Genet, and you heard it off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies. And to find out more about Eugene, you can go to eugenegenet.com. And we're going to try to get all of his songs in here, so we're going to do a little less talking and a little more playing. But Eugene, tell us briefly what it was like touring on all those cruise ships, because that sounds like a heck of a deal, being able to tour on all these different kinds of cruise ships.
Oh man, it was a wonderful job because they gave you a good position. You know, and when you meet a lot of people, you know, and the people are out there to party, to have a good time. So naturally, if you're that kind of person, you fit right in. And I've been having a great time. A lot of people have contacted me, and sometimes they were booked tours just to come on a cruise with me. So, and to meeting the people was just so nice. I still do it now. I still keep in contact. So I might go back out again. It depends, but as far as I want to get into concerts and festivals now, that's the only reason why I stopped for a minute to finish my album, to get into that part
yeah.
of the music.
And how do you go about getting on the cruise ships?
Well, they have agencies that you can call, and most of them do use agencies, and that's how they normally book.
Okay, cool. Well, do you want to go ahead and jump into another song?
Oh, yes. This next song, I think, is Tell Them What's Going On.
Yep.
This is a very important song because I do have the album name after that, as well as We Don't Need No Bullies. Those two songs go together because Tell Them What's Going On is the song with the children. It's letting them, you got to let them know at an early age what's going on with their life as far as with the drugs and how they're shooting in the high schools and, you know, all this.
Yeah.
only because... you got to tell them, if you catch them at a young age when they really listen to you, they look up to you, I guarantee you, if you can feed that into them at that age, you will be able to stop a lot of these things that are going on in the school with the shooting and the drugs and the gangs and everything. So that's what this song is talking about. Tell them what's going on.
All right. Very cool. So this song is called Tell Them What's Going On off the album We Don't Need No Bullies, and it's on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
What's going on? We
That song you just heard was Tell Them What's Going On off of the album We Don't Need No Bullies by Eugene Genet. And that song was actually number 64 out of the top 200 on the Billboard charts, and you were able to download that song from Eugene's website, eugenegenet.com. So make sure you go ahead and do that. Eugene, congratulations on being in 64 on the top 200 Billboards.
Yes.
That's really cool. Hey, so tell me about, I see on the back of the album, Genet Records. Is that your own record company?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Cool. What's that all about?
It's a record company that I started a few years ago once I got out there and found out that you could do it, because I got the license and the business, and I said to myself that if I didn't have to depend on the other companies, I wouldn't. So right now, Genet is going to be a subsidiary of Universal. So that way, if I want to bring groups as far as producing them and doing things, I can do it myself with my own label. So that's what I'm looking forward to do even now. I have done a lot of producing already with independent labels already. So I said, well, why not do it myself? And that's how I came up with my own label.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, especially with all the technology today and how user-friendly it is, it's really easy to get your music out there and start things like your own record label. So that's cool that you took advantage of that. Let's go ahead and jump into the next track. Did you want to do Paradise Part 2 next?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. What do you want to tell us about this song?
Well, this song, like, it's a part two of the part one that you heard. You hear, and I did this one with me, my brothers. Like I said, it's the Williams brothers, and we have been singing together for a while, so I decided to put one song on there that I wrote. I wrote both of all the songs, but I said, well, let me put my brother into this one because I like the way his voice sounded on this, so that's why I put it that way. It's the same song, but a whole different feel to it.
All right. Well, here it is, Paradise Part 2, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Okay. I'll always love you, even though we may travel here and there.
It seems like time just drips away from us when we're having such a good time together. But now that I must leave, take care of yourself, okay? And may God be with you.
I hope to see you again.
I love you.
You were my dearest friend. You were the one in my life.
You be good, okay?
Made it like paradise.
I think of the things we've done together. They will stay in my mind forever. We were in a world of our own, like Adam and Eve, so all alone. Knowing that I'm going away, God knows I wish I could stay. It was true love from the start. I treasured every moment deep in my heart.
I hope to see you again.
Wanna see you soon,
you
yeah.
You my dearest friend.
You were the only one.
You were the one in my life.
It was like paradise. On to keep our love growing strong. It's so hard to forget you, girl. I'm sure you'll agree. We hardly knew each other. It was like a dream. Knowing I'll be traveling here and there, my feelings strong, no matter where. And oh, oh, baby,
I hope to see you again.
Wanna see you soon.
You were my dearest friend.
I love you, girl.
You were the one in my life.
It was like paradise. Remember walking through the park together, staying up after dark, just you and me, and the way you make me feel, I want to tell the whole world about you.
That song you just heard was Paradise Part 2 by Eugene Genet off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies. And Eugene, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. And so we know that you're a guitar player. Do you favor any brand or type of guitar?
Well, I tell you, each guitar has a different feel. I like Fender, and I like Gibson. Those are my two favorites. And I know they're the top, but... I have both of those, and both of them seem to. I do the jazz with the Gibson, and I do the rock with the Fender, because like I said, I do the Jimi Hendrix. Matter of fact, they can go on YouTube and check out some of my videos too. I think they will enjoy them.
Oh, cool. Do you, off the top of your head, do you know your YouTube link?
Oh, yes. YouTube.com/EugeneGenay.
All right, and that's EugeneGenay, Eugene Genay. So make sure you go ahead and check those out. So we decided that we're going to go ahead and jump to I Just Want to Be With You, and we're going to go ahead and play that. What do you want to tell us about that before we play it?
Okay, well, this is definitely geared towards a younger crowd because a lot of young people, you know, they fall in love. They meet someone, and, you know, they don't know how to tell them how they want to be with them. So that's why this one was written, you know, to say you meet somebody, you just say, you just like being around them. So this is what this is talking about. Just, you know, and that is true love. Yeah, I mean, you could be around that person, don't have to say a word. You just want to be with them all the time, and that's what it's talking about.
All right, well, here it is. I Just Want to Be With You by Eugene Genay. Song you just heard was I Just Want to Be With You by Eugene Genay, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Eugene, I want to thank you for coming on. We got to wrap things up, but I want to give you an opportunity to I know you had a couple things you wanted to mention before we do close the show, and we're going to close the show with two of your songs, I Still Love You Part 2 and We Don't Need No Bullies. But before we do that, what there was something you'd like to tell everybody, some things you got coming up in the future, you can go ahead and do that now.
Yes, I will be having a bully tour, so look for me in your town. We don't need no bully tour. It'll be coming up. I'll be hitting the schools first, because now the bully song, I'm letting you know that it's geared towards the bullies, not towards the people that are getting bullied, because, see, that's where the real challenge is. See, some people don't even know that they're bullies. So that's why I put the song, if you fit that category and some of the things I'm talking about in that song, then you have to just check out your you know, your attitude as far as what's going on, if you've been suspended. Because some people, like I said, if we can get to the bullies, then we can shut down a lot of things. But then in the song, I not only talk about them, I show them how they can get out of that, out of that way of bullying people. And like I said, some of them don't even know they're doing it. So look for my bully tour so that we can help these kids, the children, and the different people. And sometimes it's in grown-ups, too. They're just bullies, you know what I mean, and don't even know them because of how they grew up in life. So that's why when you listen to the song, listen to it in a positive way to try to help the children that are the bullies, because sometimes they're the ones that really need the help.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eugene. You're a great musician, and you have a positive message, and I thank you for coming on. I know you're busy, and just thank you for spending an hour with us at Artists First. If you'd ever like to be on again, you can just hit us up, and we'll be happy to have you on.
Yes, I want to thank Artists First for having me here, and I'm looking forward to everybody picking up the CDs and downloading them, because the message is definitely in the music.
All right, well, we're going to close out the show with I Still Love You Part 2 and We Don't Need No Bullies by Eugene Genet off of his album We Don't Need No Bullies. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great night.
But it wasn't the same. I still call your name. I don't know why.
don't need no bully with guns in your hoodies. You're mad with this world. It's a big bad world. You're always rude. You got an attitude. You fuss and fight because you think you're right. You're in school suspension. You need some attention. You're ready to attack. Hey, you better watch your back. Do you understand fully the life of a bully? You could wind up in jail or headed straight for hell. Today you got the attention. You're playing in the hall. You're writing on the wall. You're acting like a fool. You won't obey the school rules. You disrespect the teacher. On the test you're a cheater. You're always in trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Have a short life.